Access Technology Affordability Act. Increase the availability of access technology and promote affordability of that technology for blind Americans. Access technology enables blind Americans to participate in today's connected world. These tools enable blind Americans to perform tasks that they were once unable to accomplish themselves due to their disability. Braille note takers are frequently used in schools, screen reading software allows workers to check their email at home, and screen magnification software can help seniors losing vision learn about community activities. Despite the need for access technology, public and private entities struggle to meet the demands and provide adequate access technology to their clients, including blind Americans. Footnote 1. This leads to untimely delays in the delivery of necessary technology and ultimately harms the blind consumer. Paying for access technology out of pocket creates a difficult economic reality. Nearly 60% of blind Americans are unemployed, footnote 2, compared to under 5% for the general population, footnote 3. Most access technology can range in cost from $1,000 to $6,000. For example, a leading screen reader is $900, a popular Braille note taker is $5,495, one model of a refreshable Braille display is $2,795, and a moderately priced Braille embosser is $3,695. Consequently, most blind Americans do not have sufficient financial resources needed to purchase these items. Footnote 4. These financial barriers can ultimately lead to a loss of employment, insufficient education, or even isolation from community activities. Medical insurance will not cover the cost of access technology. Current definitions of medical care, medical necessity, and durable medical equipment within common insurance policies do not and should not include access technology. These definitions were adopted in the 1960s when medical care was viewed primarily as curative and palliative, with little or no consideration given to increasing an individual's functional status. Footnote 5. However, Congress recognized that blindness, unlike other disabilities, could be measured easily. Footnote 6. Many states' Medicaid programs and individual health insurance plans have adopted similar definitions and will not cover access technology. Footnote 7. Access Technology Affordability Act. The Access Technology Affordability Act provides a simple solution that will increase the availability of access technology so that blind Americans can procure these items for themselves. It establishes a per-person individual refundable tax credit to be used over a multi-year period to offset the cost of access technology for blind people. Historically, Congress has created similar tax incentives, e.g., disabled access credit, for business owners required to make accommodations, including access technology, for employees and patrons with disabilities. Congress removed financial barriers so that businesses did not view the needs of people with disabilities as a burden. These opportunities are currently available only to business owners, while blind Americans, for the most part, must depend on others to procure access technology for them. There is no one-size-fits-all solution to meet the access technology needs of all blind Americans. Accessibility requires an individualized assessment of one's own skills and preference. Therefore, blind Americans should be given the opportunity to procure access technology on their own to ensure that they are receiving the tools that are most useful for them. Remove financial barriers and increase the availability of access technology. Sponsor the Access Technology Affordability Act. For more information, contact Kimmy Beverly, Government Affairs Specialist, National Federation of the Blind. Phone 410-659-9314, extension 2441. Email kbeverly at nfb.org. Footnotes. Footnote 1. Department of Education, Rehabilitation Services and Disability Research, Fiscal Year 2017 Budget Request. https://www.2.ed.gov/about/overview/budget/budget17/justifications/i-rehab.pdf, page 1 through 66. Footnote 2, American Community Survey, www.disabilitystatistics.org. Footnote 3, Bureau of Labor Statistics, Labor Force Statistics from the Current Population Survey, https://data.bls.gov/timeseries/lns/14000000. Footnote 4. Erickson W., Lee C., Von Schrader S., 2016. Disability statistics from the 2014 American Community Survey, ACS, Ithaca, New York, Cornell University Employment and Disability Institute, EDI, retrieved November 11, 2016 from www.disabilitystatistics.org. Footnote 5. National Council on Disability, Federal Policy Barriers to Assistive Technology, May 31, 2000. 8. http://www.ncd.gov/rawmedia_repository/c9e48e98_246(1)b_4DDA_bc74_203d_5915119f.pdf. Footnote 6. 26 U.S.C. Section 63 F4. Footnote 7. Assistive Technology Industry Associates, AT Resources Funding Guide, https://www.atia.org/at-resources/what-is-at/resources-funding-guide. Last accessed December 15, 2016.